Especially when directed against the weak and the helpless. All forms of illicit or unnatural sex. The final curse covered all forms of disobedience to the law. As always, the primary cause of God's curse is any form of involvement with false gods. This is followed by disrespect for parents. The requirement to respect our parents is restated and re-emphasized in the New Testament. In Ephesians chapter 6, verses 1 through 3, Paul reaffirms the fifth of the Ten Commandments. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. Honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with a promise, that it may be well with you, and you may live long on the earth. Countless people today, including many Christians, are unaware that disrespect for parents brings God's curse. I could not estimate the number of people I have dealt with personally on this issue. Thank God that I have seen a wonderful change for the better in the lives of those who have recognized this sin, repented of it, and changed their attitude toward their parents. On this theme, it is appropriate to quote a passage from my book on marriage, God is a Matchmaker. In it, I say, Paul points out that the preceding four commandments had no promise attached to the keeping of them. But to this fifth commandment relating to parents, God added a special promise, that it may go well with you. At the same time, the promise implies a condition. If you want it to go well with you, you must be careful to honor your parents. Conversely, if you do not honor your parents, you cannot expect it to go well with you. Bear in mind that it is possible to honor your parents without agreeing with them on all points or endorsing everything they do. You may disagree strongly with them in some matters, yet maintain a respectful attitude toward them. To honor your parents in this way is also to honor God Himself, who gave this commandment. I am convinced that a proper attitude toward parents is an essential requirement for God's blessing on any person's life. In all the years I have dealt with Christians in teaching, pastoring, counseling, and other relationships, I have never met one who had a wrong attitude toward his parents and enjoyed the blessing of God. Such a person may be zealous in many areas of the Christian life, active in the church, energetic in ministry. He may have a place in heaven waiting for him, but there is always something lacking in his life, the blessing and favor of God. I have seen many Christians, on the other hand, whose lives were revolutionized when they acknowledged a wrong attitude toward parents, repented of it, and made the necessary changes. I remember one man who was convicted of a lifetime of bitterness and hatred toward his father. Although his father was already dead, this man journeyed hundreds of miles to the cemetery where his father was buried. Kneeling beside the grave, he poured out his heart to God in deep contrition and repentance. He did not rise from his knees until he knew his sin was forgiven and he was released from its evil effects. From that point on, the whole course of his life changed from frustration and defeat to victory and fulfillment. The next form of conduct in the list of Deuteronomy chapter 27 is oppression and injustice, especially against the weak and the helpless. There are certainly many examples of such behavior in our contemporary culture, but none is more likely to provoke God's curse than the deliberate aborting of an unborn infant. Who is more helpless?